Hi everyone, welcome to episode 16 of Downfall, our Dungeons & Dragons role-playing podcast. Like usual, at the start of a new recording session for us, we'd like to thank Daniel Cochran for his support, and we'd also like to thank our second mystery supporter, who's like Zorro. Or, no, let's go with like the Phantom of the Opera. He's watching from the shadows.
Listening.
And probably a bit of a creeper, I don't know.
No. Really, you're going to call one of our donors a creeper? That's great.
I said maybe, I don't know.
You just lost all things. You ruined it.
But thank you, mystery donor, who wishes to remain mysterious.
I like a little mystery in our campaign.
Like creeper.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you. Okay, so last time the party discovered some intrigue, a scroll that implicates House Sordell. They found a way out of the Warrens, but it came up into a heavily stocked place with things with the City Guard logo all over it, so probably some kind of armory. And the door leading out is, like, crazy secure.
And then,
so I think
we're discussing how much to steal.
Yeah. So two people...
I don't think we were discussing how much to steal. They're stealing.
Anyway.
I think I didn't just steal these.
Two people did, of the party, which I have noted because it's important to me. So,
right.
Just bring people over later because that's how this works.
Let's get it. So, did we decide to leave yet?
I think we did.
We did.
All right. So, back out the hole we came in?
Yes.
I think that is what your guys' plan was, yeah.
In the ground?
Mm-hmm. So, back down into... So, what was this area again? It was just a...
Tunnel system.
It wasn't the Warrens, per se, but it was like an old house, right?
Like the very lowest levels, probably long since disused, of some either home or network of homes. You know, it was just corridors and rooms.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let's go back the way we came and then try a different direction.
Yeah.
Given it's an old house, maybe we should try finding where the front door was.
Right, that's what I did. All
right. Now... I've now planned, so I can actually have, you know, things happen when you guys go down corridors, because now there's stuff down them where there wasn't before.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird. It's like a loading screen.
Yeah, it just didn't even exist. Yeah, and here's the bad part, too. We played 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago?
Three weeks ago.
I did my planning starting at about 11:45 today. It only took like 20 minutes.
Sounds appropriate.
With this campaign, I really don't have to spend a lot of time. It puts itself together pretty easily.
Prepared years in advance.
Yes, because I spent a year and a half preparing in advance. All
right.
Which has paid off handsomely. So, So you guys start heading down the corridor.
Mm-hmm.
To cut out some boringness, I'll say that after you guys have searched around a bit, you only find one thing that looks like it might be fruitful. And it's the end of a hallway where it looks like there was once a door, but it has been buried, you know, like... bricked over. That's the word I'm looking for.
So it's like in the shape of a door, but it's bricks?
Yeah, you can very obviously see that there once was a door there, but bricks are now blocking the entrance. But it seems to be the only thing that would even be remotely the way out of here, except for the way you already did.
Well, do we want you to basically tunnel into somebody's or some place's existing building, or do we want to try going someplace else?
Well, didn't you just say we already went everywhere else? And there is no other exit?
Yes.
Well, on railroading this side, back when we first came up the hole, there was another direction.
No, I'm saying you've also searched there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm railroading you guys slightly to get you out of the boring place and back to things that are interesting.
Okay.
I love you.
Because I've been DMing long enough, I know when to railroad and when not to.
All right. So I vote we break this sucker down and start going through my pack looking for tools to break it down.
Yeah, pull out a hammer and chisel and...
Well, I guess I'll pull out my crowbar and start digging at the ground here.
I have Mason's tools.
I'm gonna let you guys.
You take care of it then.
You're all like chipping at it with like ice picks and like daggers.
And then he's like, I have Mason's tools. So now I pick up my pack, I arrange it so it's comfortable, I flop down, get out my hobbit pipe, and go.
Yeah. Don't use that word. Halfling pipe.
Halfling pipe. Sorry. Please don't sue us.
When you don't smoke pipe weed, you smoke weed weed.
That's what I said.
Oh, God.
Guess what state we're in, listeners?
There's only one of two choices.
Three.
Is there more now?
Well, there's more.
There's three now.
Well, not right now. In January.
Oh, in January, yes. So, well, one of two, then.
One of two.
I'm going to let you guys do the work. Actually, he's a dwarf.
It's glaring.
I'm a dwarf. I can do this.
Yeah.
Careful about talking over each other.
Sorry. Okay, sorry. What did you say there, John?
He's a dwarf.
Yes, you are.
So this is my thing. This is dwarf's thing.
All right, give me a roll here just to make sure your tools don't break or you don't accidentally chip your foot off or something.
Probably will. 18.
Not a one. Okay. About an hour, you break down the wall at least enough to create an opening. Well, actually, I'll say probably more like 30 minutes to at least get an opening, because you guys are level 3 now, so you're not total chumpy. Mm. And once you actually make a hole in the wall, the first thing you notice is a horrible odor.
Yeah.
Does it smell like home?
I don't know. Does your home smell like feces?
No. I didn't know what kind of... There are many varieties of horrible odor.
Oh, yes. This one is the fecal variety.
Okay.
Some people smell of feces. Generally, they have small
children. Yeah. Actually, it's more like stale urine, but yeah.
So, do we put a light in there?
I would not advise that.
My ins?
Yeah, what is my ins? my ins high enough, I'm going to say, to not do that. Although, wouldn't this be knowledge?
Wisdom would probably be a better... Because it's common sense kind of thing. Oh, I mean, I guess it's a little bit of wisdom and a little bit of knowledge, but... Because you can have someone that's smart and would totally forget.
I have enough wisdom to know not to do that.
You know, like in, what was it, Lord of the Rings, when he's like leaning forward with the torch to look at the bomb.
And then they hold it back.
And then they push it back. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's like, he was smart, just didn't have the wisdom right there.
Well, how about those of us who have dark vision? Just take a look.
Yeah, what do I see?
Okay, everyone will probably be able to hear if you listen, because I imagine you guys get quiet, right? Because you're like, what the heck is that horrible stench, right? You look through and you see what looks to be maintained current sewage system for the city.
Excellent.
Overlay information.
Great.
What a wonderful smell you've discovered.
Is that...
We're only like, what, 5 minutes in and there's already a
5 minutes in, or
reference.
Should we try digging a hole in the ground and draining it down that way before going forward?
Oh, you guys are just a bunch of pansies. I crawl through the hole and start slopping my way through this stuff.
I really don't want to smell like this.
You already do!
Hey!
Well, the hole wasn't big enough to go through quite yet.
I know.
It was, like, I wanted to make sure that you guys could tell there was a bad smell the instant that became applicable.
Okay, well... Wait for our dwarf to do his thing.
Alright, so it probably takes another like 30 minutes for him to finish.
I always smell good.
I smell like rosebuds and rainbows.
Does anyone have any vinegar?
Guys, one at a time.
Does anyone have any vinegar?
Nope.
No.
Why would you want that?
Hide the spell.
I'm gonna soak a rag in it and hold it over my head.
Anybody got lantern oil?
Nobody strike a match.
Yeah. Okay. You guys travel down the sewers for probably about 5 or 10 minutes. You're figuring you've got to be getting close to the nearest entrance, because if it's maintained sewers, there should be. When things get interesting, so if you'll pull up a roll 20 here.
So we don't actually have to step in the poo the whole time.
Not unless you want to.
Good. But we do have to do that a little bit.
Most sewers have a way to...
Yeah, it looks like we've got a walkway to step on.
Yes, you do in this one, although I will point out most real sewers do not. I mean, literally just a big tube with crap flowing through it, I guess, literally. So, the ones where you picture it, like with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, while awesome, are not entirely realistic.
Those are storm sewers.
What? That's true, but they're cool.
I thought Ninja Turtles was real.
Yeah, I was sorry.
Okay.
Although ooze will mutate you in cool ways. Wow. To find it.
Well, there's a monster in front of us.
All right. So you guys, if you see, you're all down there near the bottom. Go ahead and fill in your hit points and whatnot.
My old hit points, not my new hit points, right?
Correct. Because you haven't rested up to your new total. Okay. So in front of you, are you guys here coming down a side passage here? Screams... Not necessarily of terror, but screams more of, like, urgency. Right? So you can tell, whatever it is, you'll find out here. So around the corner come 5 people that look very much like yourselves, adventurers garbed in stuff.
One of them looks exactly like me.
Oh, did I accidentally pull a duplicate? Yes, I did.
Might be a cleric wearing exactly the same cleric.
I'll fix that.
Make him red instead.
Mm. What color? Okay, you're purple.
Let's go. Except I'm actually wearing brown.
There. Alright, so you see a bunch of adventurers running down the corridor, and behind them you see a young but not infant white dragon.
Yeah.
Alright.
Running down the corridor. It's time for, you know, the, this is what we did in our last campaign.
Oh man, there's...
In the sewers, too. So, you guys will see there's a dragon up there. Yep. So, time for initiatizing.
Oh.
If I can remember how to make that happen.
Is it a white dragon?
White?
Yes. And remember, rainbow, or the colored dragons are evil, chromatic dragons are evil, metallic dragons are good. Mm-hmm.
Alright.
And for fun, I looked up how high some of the challenge ratings get. So we can only get up to level 20, right? For things like an ancient red dragon, its challenge rating is like 24. So, you know.
Yeah.
Oops. That is not doing what I thought it would do. And you guys can position yourselves anywhere along that lower region.
So I got a 12-2.
Okay, hold on. I'm not ready yet.
There we go, my death dice.
Six.
I think we're going to need it.
Mm-hmm.
And I need something to represent them. With that. And
whatever that crunch is very, very loud.
What crunching?
We're not crunching anything.
I thought that was from you.
Yeah, that sounds like it's you. That's weird.
It's not me, because I still hear it.
Well, we don't know.
I hear a very bad echo myself.
That is probably your speakers.
Yeah, we heard the crunching too, and I was like, oh, he's eating chips or something.
Do we have... Has everyone else turned off all their sound on the Wolf Penny?
Yeah. Well, I've turned off my computer sound.
Excuse me.
Okay. So we're only putting its hit points. Make sure you guys all put in your hit points as well. Oops.
My hit points are in there, by the way. You know my bar, how, you see how my bar looks empty?
Because it is.
I love being the DM sometimes.
I'm out of healing spells.
I'm out of everything. I can cantrip.
I can cantrip to stop you from dying. That's
about it. No, just for fun too. You know, it's slightly metagaming. I don't know if you guys see its health bar.
Oh man, it's huge.
Just for fun. It makes it just as big as the thing does, but...
Oh, well then...
What did you want us to see?
I've enabled the monster's health bar, just for kicks.
Do we have some,
17.
Can we have some FF7 background music for this?
No.
No, that's copyright.
Also, if I was going to pick something like that, I'd pick FF4.
This is where we would insert
I would probably be like
or 7 soundtrack.
Okay.
If you at home want to start playing it, go ahead.
Yeah, go nuts. Knock yourselves out.
Oh, do you want to hear our initiatives?
Yes, I'm ready for it now.
All right. Mine is 3.
So young...
Oh, wait. I can enter it myself.
Can you?
Yeah.
Huh. Each of you bums enter your own initiative.
I can't.
What's your dex?
Mine's 15.
My dex is 10, so that gives me a bonus of 0.
So you are 3.5.
I'm faster than you?
Yes.
Hand me my dice bag if you would, please.
Sure.
Do you want your roll cage too?
Yeah, that would probably be a good idea.
Well, let me enter, but not enter.
Yeah, I think you have to do it when they're not,
little spider. You need that to count.
Ah, there you go.
I don't know where I put
it. You just got attacked by a spider in real life?
Yeah, there's a little one that came out of my dice bag somewhere.
Is that good omen or a bad omen? I think for the DM that's a good omen. Because it proves that you are evil.
And I just killed the spider too, so I just killed something.
You gotta eat it to get its powers.
That is not gonna happen.
How many hit points does a tiny spider have?
0?
1 half.
I was gonna say 1 half.
Okay. Get its initiative 2. Nice, that's fantastic. That's just great. I'm going to totally fudge that number.
So it was going to be last.
It very much was going to be last.
And then, what is that, Zomblor?
The second to last thing?
Yeah.
No, it represents the other group of heroes.
Okay.
Oops.
I rolled really well. I never rolled.
All right. So once again, you guys see a bunch of adventurers in front of you. Running from a white dragon that looks... Actually, I am going to make it somewhat injured here, because I probably already did do some damage. There we go. Alright, so, running from this white dragon that is very enraged and racing towards them, a bigger white dragon looks like this. So, those of you who are listening, it's in the DMG on page 100.
Ah.
The DMG is...
I mean, the monster manual. Okay.
So he's got four legs... And then two wings.
And he's white.
And a face. And yeah. He's white.
And well, he's younger than the picture.
Is it neon white?
Not Caucasian white.
Yeah. Actual white? Neon white.
Can I do a knowledge check to know how much I know about white dragons?
Sure, give me a knowledge check. Although, let's wait until it's your turn. So,
oh, yeah, good point.
John, go first.
John, go first. John uses... Oh,
if you guys type in your character names, you can use those too.
I can remember those. A dwarf.
Because we...
We'll do something cool.
So maybe later just...
Remember, each of you prepare your moves ahead of time so we can make combat move at a nice speed. Oh, no, yeah, I'm just reminding for in the upcoming turn, too.
Oh, okay.
It's going to take a little bit, obviously, at the start, so that's cool.
Okay. I am...
You're there on the left.
Interesting. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Right in front of the other party.
Right in front of the other party. That's what I'm doing. And I'm
tip them out.
Going to use my short sword.
And stab the other party?
And stab him. Stabby stabby.
The other party?
The person in front of my face.
You're stabbing the other
the
people who are
who's running.
Running,
fleeing from the dragon.
I missed that bit.
Yeah, the people in red were the ones that were probably fighting the dragon.
Oh,
they're fleeing from it.
Oh, I thought those were just bad guys.
Yeah. You're like, hey, look, people fleeing.
We have to fight through all of them.
You know, younger, if you were a real jerk,
what they'd be hostile.
You wouldn't have said anything.
You wouldn't have said anything.
It would have had some serious ripples.
I'm sure it would have. Okay. We'd all be going, no!
Too many talking.
Alright, so I will move somewhere else.
But I do want John to be informed. I don't want making a choice from lack of information.
Okay. I move here.
So can we move through those guys?
Not yet. Since they're neutral right now, which I would say does not mean friendly, so you can't move through squares because they're not friendly. But they're not hostile either. At least it doesn't seem like it. You're going first, so this is that instant where they're seeing you and you're seeing them, and you're like, "Ooh, cool!" Because you point at the dragon.
Are you gonna say anything?
Are we allowed to hold anything?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of moving.
Yeah, can I just do that on the thing? No, I can't. So I'll just scoot you at some other point. Hail, Cade Hill.
Okay. So, can I even see them yet?
Where are you? Down around the corner?
Yeah.
Well, that's a water. I'm guessing that's the sewage.
This is open.
Oh, that's all open.
You can see the guy in front.
Okay. I kinda move. This is what I do. Okay. I move.
Okay.
Well, I don't select a bunch of things, so I don't select that.
Yeah,
either.
Right here.
I walk over there to see what's going on. And I go, oh my!
You can probably...
Excuse me, sirs, you're in peril! And I pull out my bow and arrows, and I loose an arrow in the general direction of the dragon, hoping to hit it.
Okay. These people will count as cover since they're not allies. I guess they'll count as
cover.
Allies
don't
cover.
The dragon...
No, enemies do.
And these guys are not allies.
Allies do as well.
Yeah, that's they changed that for this one, so you'll have partial cover anyway, which grants what, disadvantage?
No, it's just
a minus two? Yeah. Okay.
So I really got a dragon is 60 feet away. Is that within range of your...
Absolutely.
It pose shoot far.
Pose shoot far. Cool. Twang! Brain not work. I'm going to go ahead and say... 21.
Hit.
Excellent. Does he have anybody next to him?
The dragon?
Yeah, adjacent to him.
Nope.
Not an enemy? No, no, nothing. There's nothing next to it.
There's nothing next to it. Okay. I do 3 damage.
Okay.
We suck without our snake.
Yeah, we suck without our snake.
Your arrow manages to...
You get the tension?
Like if someone were to key a car, you just did that to the dragon, but less.
Oh, so if I were to open my door a little too hard and do another car and just kind of rub the...
Yeah, the little ding.
Scuff kinda, off.
Yeah. All right, their turn. Okay, as they're running towards you guys, so tad more, like, visual flavor here. As the dragon's running, the stream of sewage next to it is getting, like, a layer of frost on the top. Okay, so, you know, even if you don't know your dragons, this is like, oh, the white one is cold. It makes cold. It's really cold.
All right. It has an aura of cold.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it actually has an aura, but I'm just, you know, adding flavor here. Doesn't look like there's any real aura. It's not at this age.
It's dying real fast.
Yeah. I'm sure at higher levels they have auras, but I'm not seeing one here.
Hey, just because it has an aura doesn't mean the aura has any effect on us.
It just grows frost on you, and you're like, oh, that's inconvenient.
My beard is...
No, it just feels cold to us.
My hot cocoa! So, anyway, as these guys are running towards you, so I'll let you know what you're seeing here, because this is worth noting, as these are named NPCs. They're actually fairly important ones, too. It's time to introduce things. One of them is a human bard, a male human bard.
Ooh. Oh, that's just...
One of them is a female human thief. One of them is an adult dwarf fighter, a male dwarf fighter. One of them is a male halfling healer, okay, so a priest. And one of them is a female orc mage.
meaningful looks are being exchanged.
What right? Sort of mage?
Hot?
Hot?
So
Pyromancer?
I'll show you later. Yeah, there you go.
Pyromancer.
Okay.
What were the... Okay. We have a male halfling healer, a male dwarf fighter, a female orc mage who's hot.
Yep.
A male white bard.
A male human bard, and a female human thief. Okay, so as they're running towards you, the one who's in the lead, which would be the bard... No, wait, who do I have in the lead? That's the fighter, so the dwarf.
Great fighter there. Furthest away from the threat.
Yeah, well, you know. They all look pretty beat up, too. The fighter that's in front, as he sees you guys, he yells... Don't kill it! We have to capture it!
What? What?
Doing a great job there of capturing it. Are you going to tire it out first?
I recommend you consider an alternative mode.
Might I recommend survival prior to capture?
So they're all going
to
advance.
How beat up do these guys look?
Halfway. Maybe so a bit more.
Bloody.
Did we...
Yeah, if bloodied was a thing, they would definitely be bloodied.
Did we, as we were traveling through this business, ever come across like a storm gate?
Probably.
And there's a storm gate right there.
Was it one gate or two gates?
Are you essentially asking, is there a thing we can all crawl through to run like hell?
No, I'm asking is there a thing where if we can get up... Run past one point and lower
a
bar,
I see.
And lower a second one. Do we ever pass a double gated, like a storm sewer area?
I'm going to say no, but you can always ask if they have. Okay. So they all run towards you. So you hear them yell out, don't kill it, we have to capture it. And while they're doing that, you probably also hear the bard yell out, friend or foe?
We don't know.
Yeah. Alright, Day.
I'm going to cast Fairy Fire on the dragon.
Okay.
What kind of fire?
Fairy Fire.
Oh. Can you see the dragon?
Yep.
Oh, that's Morthog. Yeah, I got him mixed up. He's
60 feet away.
He's sleeping.
The dragon needs to make a dex save throw, DC 14.
Where did it go? Dex, DC 14. Succeed.
Okay, nothing happens.
Okay.
Did you just, sorry, like, not even, nothing comes out of your hand, or more?
When he says nothing,
it
happens,
affects every object in a 20-foot cube, and that's the only object in the cube that I was targeting.
Did, like, fire fairies come out in your hand and fly towards him or something?
No, it's just a verbal component.
Okay.
A what?
Verbal. So he says a thing, but a thing doesn't happen.
Oh.
All right, Sarah.
Alright, so from where I am...
You're 65 feet from the dragon.
I'm going to pull out the magic short bow, and I am going to shoot it.
Magical.
So...
Did you look at the stats on that?
You didn't give me any stats. Okay.
They're in the book.
Well, then I need a book.
I don't have its stats.
Okay. Weapons
on... I'll come back to you so that we can keep things moving here.
Yeah.
So let me know what your attack does when we get to you. Okay, the dragon itself. It's not gonna last this turn yet. Okay.
Nope.
It's gonna kinda give out a roar, keep running down the hall here. And it's going to spray out some cold breath.
Oh, good breath.
Let's see, DC 15, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I don't actually have to roll that because it's not hitting you guys, it's just the other adventurers.
Yep.
So you see the dragon breathe out a, like, cone-shaped blast of cold.
That's what we use with a cone of cold.
Correct. But, you know, in a cone shape, roughly.
Yeah.
Right, a big blast of, like, you know, cold freezing air, and you see the thief and the mage both kind of take a hit and stumble a bit as they're running.
The two in the back?
No, the two in the middle.
No.
This one,
so,
and this one.
What race was the healer again?
Halfling. Oh. Okay, that's the dragon. Elias.
Oh. Nope, I'm going to go before
Elias.
Okay.
Oh. All right, Dork jumps in with his ninja skills.
Grill.
Seven.
To something.
Seven.
Do we,
Will they let us pass?
You don't know yet.
Okay, you just did.
I did. Do they let me pass?
Oh, you're trying to go through him?
Well, I went around him.
Or diagonally, I guess. Diagonally. Can you go diagonally through two of them?
They're going across that little bridge. As you're going across that bridge as well, they don't seem to, like, try to stop you or anything.
Okay.
You know, you're free to easily pass them.
And I'm going to use one of my cool new awesome elemental discipline things.
We don't have any of our level 3 stuff.
Oh, I thought we said we did.
Nope.
We just hadn't rested.
We leveled up, but we haven't rested.
You have to rest to get the actual... You have to have it, like, happen.
Yeah. You've leveled, you just haven't had a chance to rest to get all your coolness.
Okay, I just thought none of the levels went up, but we got the powers.
Can I see if there's any symbols on the cleric?
From this distance? So they're running and the cleric is what? 30 feet away from you? A small running target 30 feet away and you're trying to find the identifying mark. I'd say probably when it's a bit closer, you'd be able to tell.
Okay. So my first guess is probably calling the halfling D.
Probably.
Alright. So I'm going to throw some darts. That sounds like fun.
This is no time to play in a pub.
Ninja darts.
Yeah.
Oh, there it goes. Whoa!
That's crazy.
That was really weird. It landed on the computer.
It bounced up and like landed. That's strange.
17.
Two hit. Yes. Don't worry, listeners. We'll speed up here. I'll just warm it up. It's cold here.
It's cold.
It's snowing.
It's because of the dragons.
And my house has no insulation, pretty much.
Because of the
ice dragons.
Alright. So he does... Eight damage.
Eight damage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what exactly did you do?
I threw a dart at his face.
Alright.
Threw it in his mouth right after he blew out the freezies.
He, like, spits it out, but yeah. Alright. So now it's Elias. And Elias, you did want to do a knowledge check.
Well, wasn't Lirio going to go?
Yeah,
she
so
was just waiting.
I rolled a 19. Well, no, we were just waiting to get my damage.
Yeah.
I rolled a 19 to hit.
That'll hit.
And I got 4 damage.
4? The power of magic?
Yeah.
You shot it with
it her. Still has a d4.
And you can still see its health bar, too.
Mm-hmm. So you shot it with a bow?
I shot it with the magic bow. The magic bow gave me the ability to hit it.
That's kind of nice. Alright, so Elias.
Alright. I am going to hit him. Oh, first I want to do a knowledge check to
make,
see.
Make a roll here and I'll.
If he's got any sort of resistances or something? Or weaknesses?
Or just, depending on what your roll is, will tell me how much you have.
Okay.
We're already.
Will it be Arcana? Or, since he's a magic creature?
That is a good question, because they don't have it like they used to in here.
Knowledge checks like that are just a straight check.
Just a straight knowledge check?
Just a straight in check.
Alright. Well, it is just a straight in thing. That sounds pretty
good. Oh, then I had all these bonuses to knowledge checks.
Well, you get the bonuses because it's still a knowledge check. You just don't get a... It's not like a skill.
It's not a skill. Okay.
We're getting that slight up
in the Oh, yeah, we are. Alright, that's...
What was it?
Add my int? 18.
It's us.
Yeah, we're echoing on the speaker. Okay, 18 will tell you. White dragons are the least intelligent, like they're dumber than people, and they're animalistic. They're almost more just savage beasts than they are a smart creature. In fact, they are more savage beasts than a smart creature. You know that they normally live in very, very cold climates, so Arctic areas, icy mountains. You especially know, coming from like the ice wall way up north,
mm-hmm.
that there were ice dragons around there. So
yeah.
You're kind of surprised to be seeing an ice dragon in a city that's near a tropical climate, sitting right next to a volcano.
Yeah.
Right? Something about that is like totally off. What else would you know about it?
Any mechanical anything?
Yes, yeah, I can give you one or two of those. You know that it's immune to cold.
Mm-hmm.
Shocker there, right?
Yeah.
And you know that it has blind sight and dark vision.
All right. So no weaknesses to speak of.
Not really.
Okay.
It is a dragon.
Well, yeah, but maybe he's weak to fire. But no. All right, I'm going to... Let's see, move a little out of the way and shoot him with a sacred flame. So I hold up my shield with the symbol of
Hork?
No, that's a good Halor.
The dude?
Yeah, the god dude. And I shoot him. Oh no, he makes a save, right. But he has to make a saving throw.
Against?
Let's see.
Hopefully the rest of you are preparing yourself.
Dexterity saving throw. Against 13.
Success.
Okay.
Maybe we should stop trying to hit its dex.
He dodges out of the way of... And he doesn't get advantage from cover. As a beam of flame light shoots past him.
Does nothing to him on a miss?
It,
Yeah.
Okay. Wah, wah. More thought.
Okay, I move to where I am.
That is a deep statement, man. That is deep.
So, well, I'm also at least maybe knee or hip deep in it now. as I'm running, I slip a dagger from my sheath and fling it.
I like how it's a dragon. You guys are like throwing darts and daggers.
I'm not close. I can't move that far.
I like how you moved up close. Do you have a death wish?
He's hoping it doesn't want to get in the pool.
I'm...
The dragon's like, I'm not touching that.
I throw my dagger, and you really don't know what really know what happens.
Did you get a one?
No, seven.
Okay.
But I'm sure it clanks off and does nothing.
Most likely it clanks off on the ground.
Yeah. Probably.
And I'm, as I'm running, you start to see some electricity spark between my fingers, but that's it.
Okay. Hill, Kate Hill.
There's not much to do.
No!
I pull another arrow and knock it, and you can see me kind of hesitate for just a second, and I shrug and draw back, and I go, you gentlemen had a plan for this, right, Twang?
Oh, okay.
20.
You can still do it,
man. I did not roll any. Sure.
You hit.
Okay. 7.
7 damage. So watch its health bar here. They'll put in 7. You see this control of the field here? He's looking at it there.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not terrible.
It's like an eighth of a square.
Well, I like how they're not helping.
Two squares. It hasn't been their turn yet to be able to do so.
No, it was.
There's been 6 seconds.
No, they've had a turn. They just ran down the hallway.
Yeah, that was the only turn they've had so far. So they haven't really had a whole lot of time to assess what you're doing in regards.
So I ask out as I'm running by, did you pass a storm gate?
Okay. All right, it's their turn. So they're going to answer both questions, even though it's slightly a bit more than could be answered in 6 seconds.
Well, you know. There's many of them, so two people could answer.
Yeah, it's just a lot of conflicting sounds. There's like roars, ice blasts, arrows shooting, you know. This would be chaotic.
Yes, it would.
Especially in cylinder.
Yeah. So the one that, let's see, the one, Hill, you asked like if they had a plan, right? The fighter who's in, you know, well, in the rear, front, how do you want to label that exactly, says, yeah, the plan was to get the manacles and the muzzle on it. And the one that was asked about a storm gate says, there's one back behind, or behind the dragon and on your first turn.
Yeah.
How tall is this dragon?
That is a good question. It's large, so there you go.
So 15 feet tall, or just a cube?
Like, from, like, height-wise, mm-hmm. I would probably say 5 feet, 6 feet.
Which is long.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm kind of making this up here because they really won't say, but I'm the DM, so my word is law. All right, so they're going to now turn around.
Yay.
I shouldn't have done that because he is scared here. So that dwarf is like, the sprite's really tiny, so I blew it up, which means he's not actually sitting in a square probably, but they have all turned around.
Okay.
Okay. The cleric runs over to you, Morthok, and heals you for up to that. Okay, yeah. So he heals you a fair bit of the way.
Our
Swisher's
not dying anymore.
Okay, the dwarf turns around, sprints back towards the dragon, makes an attack. And I'm just making up numbers here to speed things along. The thief makes an attack on the... I don't know what that is. Oh, the mage. That's the mage. Or no, sorry, not the thief. The bard makes an attack on the mage. Shoots a... I need to see, actually... No, I actually have a specific thing in mind, and it kind of matters. So, sorry.
Hopefully it's still a magic-y thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking up here. Well, it is a magic-y thing. I'm just not entirely sure what level, so I have to make sure that I'm appropriate here with level.
Is mage a class?
Better be, because that's what I'm looking
for. No, it's not.
What is it, then?
It's wizard.
It's wizard. Okay.
That's why I asked what sort of mage. Because mage usually just means
caster.
The omnibus.
This one looks like it's... Actually, I guess it would be a sorcerer since most orcs are.
Yeah. That was creepy. Good work.
Has a spell been cast upon you?
Oh. Oh, yes. As I stand here, hip deep in feces.
You're like, time has slowed down. You're seeing, like, the field of flowers.
Yep. It
just smells like crap.
They're skipping away. Hand in hand.
We all stop for a second and look between the two and go.
Sparking between them.
Okay.
I get it.
You see the sorcerer throw a fireball at the dragon.
Yay. And some of these hit?
Yes, so you see most of their attacks hit. Actually, for this round, I guess all of them would. So let me edit that.
Oh boy.
Okay, let me take it down another chunk there. Alright, so, let's see. Probably also while you're fighting here, the bard also turns to you guys and is like, we really appreciate this.
Glad to help. Singing a lullaby. I don't have that spell yet.
He holds up his lute and it is not quite in a state of working order. Several strings are broken.
L-U-T-E.
Yes.
Yes. It took me a second as well.
His lute is his lute. See what I did there?
I see what you did.
All right, Day.
Zip.
I'm gonna need my bear.
Oh, yeah, let me bring that up
he
for you.
He turns into bar.
I forgot you can turn into things. Since we only play like once every 2 weeks these days.
I'm glad you have it. I'm glad you have a transform left. I was afraid you didn't.
Adulthood with responsibility sucks.
I get 2 per short rest.
Oh, for short rest? I thought it was for long.
No, it's 2 per short.
Just because I can?
Is that a dead bear?
It's a rug!
Really?
Is he supposed to be large?
I'm working on it. It looks like flippers.
Fine, it works.
Listeners are probably going to see what we do.
So, if you go to Roll20 and make an account and search for bear on their just thing that searches the internet, scroll down to the very first one that it says from the web, that's the one we're using. Probably
like
nobody. It's like a bear rug, but it's weird looking. I'm sure nobody's gonna look that up, but it's funny.
You really seem too envisioned it.
And I need to give you control over it, don't I?
That was the kicker.
All right, you have control over it now.
Thank you. Can we fill out its stats real quick?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I should have brought the bear up before the session started.
Because it's got its own stats.
Well, yeah, sort of.
Right.
Okay, I run up to here. let me rephrase that. I plod my way up through the water, splashing as if I was going after salmon.
Yes. I'm totally picturing that. Instead of salmon jumping, it's chunks of poo.
Yes. I bite at one and then realize what I do and spit it out.
But then...
Although, in all honesty, I guess sewers aren't just going to have, like, intact chunks just floating around.
Some
not
might.
Necessarily, no.
Anyways. So the bear is going to attack the dragon?
Yes, please.
Yay.
For my wife's sake, I'm done
holy
with that
crap, that's a lot of damage. I'm assuming that a 21 and a 22 will hit AC.
Yes.
Okay. I will claw the bear in the face and then bite his ear.
Some little weird fin ears.
Is this like, is this foreplay or is this combat?
Oh, yeah. You'll see. The claw does 16.
Nice.
And the biting him on the ear does 11.
So a total of 27?
Yeah.
Okay, that definitely gets the dragon's attention there.
And then I roar in his face and spit some of his ear at him.
Oh, so now it's like Mike Tyson.
Yep. Nope, still foreplay.
We have that going on two fronts in this one.
All right, it's your turn, Sarah. All
right. Before I let's see, move me up to here.
Up to here.
On the steps, but yeah. As I pull my bow out to shoot, or get ready to shoot
it. You already have your bow out?
Yeah. I'm going to shout, get the muzzle ready.
Yes. Yeah, its AC is not... This thing is above your guys' level, but it's not actually that far above your level.
And I could use sneak.
With a group this big, it's manageable. Yeah.
So, 8 damage.
Okay. Alright, moving on. Dragony Dragon's turn. Let's see if it recharges. Please recharge. Ah. Oh. I love things. I mean, I could have made it do it anyway, but I wanted to actually roll that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ice Breath again. It's going to hit Bear, their fighter, their mage, Morthok, the dwarf, their thief, and I think that's it. Yeah, so everyone within that close range except for... Can I actually draw a cone on here?
Yes.
How can I do that?
Freehand or draw shape. It's on.
Oh, I see it now. Okay. So the cone would probably be.
I'd probably on one.
About like there. Is that visible? Can you guys see that?
Yep.
You make a big chunky weapon. Okay. So that's where it's. Oh, wait, sorry. And including the door. Right. There we go. Alright, so it's going to breathe. So everybody in there must make a DC 15 con.
Hey, I'm good at that.
So Morthok and the dwarf. That's your, you know, shock jock.
More talk in the door.
I see an episode coming.
Oh, no.
Honestly, I've written down like 6 potential ones for this episode. We've had a lot this time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good.
Both of you succeeded?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you're going to have the constitution like...
Or all of you. Nice. Okay, so do any of you take anything? Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. And I failed half as much on a success. Okay, so you guys are each going to take... That's not a lot, but this one is definitely over the level.
It looks like he's sleeping.
He does.
I think it actually is.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Oh, man. Look at all these dice. To see
I actually rolled pretty low on those guys. 14 damage for all of you.
Is that already half?
Yeah. I only rolled 5d10, or 5d8 instead of 10d8.
Okay.
Oh, how much?
14.
Okay. So I rolled well below average.
Hit points. So when you see me get hit, I get I take all this massive damage, but you see rage and blood trickling out of my mouth and rage in my eyes, but I keep standing.
Rage is trickling out of your mouth.
Blood is trickling out of my mouth. Rage in my eyes.
Raging blood.
But I keep on my feet and it is a ferocious sight.
Okay.
Basically, it's an orc thing.
So the dwarf, you go down?
Yeah,
right down.
Okay. Make sure you shade yourself red or something.
Oh, there's a stat, I think. You tricked on me a little bit.
Oh, yeah, one of those cool pictures. That's not what I was thinking.
Yeah. That'll work.
All right. Moving right along then. The dwarf.
Oh, yeah. How does dying work? Let's discuss.
It's the same as it was in the previous edition.
So you make a dying...
You do a death saving throw, and if it's, I think, 11 or higher, you succeed. If it's like a 19 or 20, I think you... or 20, you become conscious, and if it's below, you die. I know it actually works similarly to what it was before. I don't know if that's exactly the numbers, but
roll
it's...
Success and failures.
So roll plus what?
Roll just a d20.
So it's not exactly like it was in the last edition.
Yeah, sort of halfway out here. We can look it up in a bit if we need to.
Okay.
Probably in the PHP.
Oh, well.
That was
look it up.
Someone, see if we can find it now.
Glossary.
Stupid new rules.
What am I looking up?
Death saving throw.
Hey, you gotta fail 3.
Yeah, but what's the numbers? 196.
Death, 196.
That was loud.
Whoa.
Okay, interesting. If you roll a 1, it counts as 2 failures. If you roll a 20, you regain 1 hit point. So, you are rolling with just a straight d20, it looks like. 10 or higher, and you succeed, otherwise you fail.
Okay, so is that 1 failure?
So it is, like, last time.
How many successes before something happens?
3? Or maybe it's just don't fail three times.
I think it's don't fail three times.
Then why on the...
Oh, no, no. On your third success, you become stable. So...
Alright.
Third success is...
So it's a tug of war.
Third failure, you die.
Okay. But incident could also... If she's reduced to 0 hit points, the 12 damage of wounds, the main damage of this hit points to the
You have to go to negative, like, negative your hit points or something to die.
That'd be 11, so it can get hit.
Okay.
Yep.
Just saying.
Just as long as you're not dead yet.
It's okay, it's my turn. I'm gonna come save you.
Okay. Alright, so the dwarf did his roll. Elias, go.
Yay. I'm going to run up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And if we go fast, we can finish this episode.
I will heal... No, I'm not actually going to heal you. It's called Spare the Dying. There it is. Necromancy cantrip. Casting time, one action, main touch, so I can be next thing. Verbal and somatic. So I say, don't you die on me. And I touch him with my hand.
Oh,
where?
On his back.
Do you need a doll?
On the head?
Oh my god.
I'm guessing he'd die falling forward.
Yeah, just do your heel. Yeah.
Somebody needs to wake the dwarf up and ask him where the bad man touched him.
Okay.
I'll do that later.
You're horrible
right
people.
Touch him right in the middle of the back.
I can arrange that.
You touch a living creature that has 0 hit points. I'm guessing negative works also?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The creature becomes stable. The spell has no effect on undead or constructs.
Are you an undead or construct?
Nope.
Okay, good, because I knew you were keeping secrets, so maybe you were a robot. Dwarves are both good robots.
Alright. Moving on again?
So, yay, so it's no longer doing death saves?
I think so.
So now I have one.
No, it just says you're stable. I don't know what that means.
It means you're no longer dying.
Yeah,
no longer dying.
You're not. You don't have to make the throws, but you're not. Well, I guess you still can make the throws to wake up, but... Okay. Anyway, more time.
Okay, can I sit down past him? Is the gate anywhere in sight?
No. Okay. They did say it was down a turn.
Okay. Then I will not do what I was planning on doing. Sad, it was a great idea.
It actually was a pretty good idea.
It was a good idea.
So I'm not going to leave his threatened area if I go to heal.
Correct.
Okay. Then I will reach out and shock him. 15 plus, I think, 4, 19?
Yes. Especially since it's flanked now, too.
Yeah. And he's not wearing metal, I assume.
No.
Take 6 damage. Lightning.
Okay. Hill. Not Hank or Bobby.
It's Cato.
Yep.
Yes. Sir Cato. Alright. I'm stalling. I look upon my fallen comrade and I go, well, that was cold hearted.
I think your one-liners are hurting the dragon more than your attacks.
Okay. You're supposed to make funny one-liners.
I know.
Nine.
To hit?
Yeah.
That's not going to hit.
My
that wouldn't arrow hit a peasant.
My arrow bounces uselessly off the ceiling.
Yeah. You forgot that there's a ceiling here, so when you aimed up to compensate, it hit the ceiling. You're like, oh, right.
All right.
And stab me in the back.
Oh, I looked up the rules.
No, only if you rolled a one.
And You can't ever be negative.
Oh, okay.
What do you... Yeah.
So, if you are at zero, and then only if one chunk
single attack does enough?
Would have done enough to take you to negative whatever.
Really? That's weird.
Yep.
That doesn't entirely make sense. I mean, you'd think that if someone was dying on the ground, that a lot of little stabs would do the job, same as one big one.
Yeah.
I may house rule that later, but we'll see. Okay.
It's because hit points are not actual damage.
That's true, you're right. It represents your ability to avoid damage, essentially.
And if you're stable, you do not make death saving throws.
Alright. They attack it several times, and as it's getting more and more beat up here, their dwarf fighter jumps on top of the dragon and starts attempting to muzzle it.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
I didn't have one
you didn't
point.
Have the muzzle.
That's why I shouted, get the muzzle ready. He's going to grab it from him and jump on the
right. All right, Day.
Well, that's a double crit.
Are you doing lethal or non-lethal?
He only has, like, 7 left.
Your choice here will either subdue it or kill it.
Yeah, I know.
You can go either way you want. It's cool. This is a very open campaign for that kind of reason. I'd be interested to run right away.
Oh, so here's what happens at zero. Damage at zero. If you take any damage while you have 0 hit points, you suffer a death saving throw failure.
Ah, okay, so just 3 stabs will take you down.
If the damage is from a critical hit, you suffer 2 failures instead.
Okay.
Or if the hit causes enough to kill you, you die.
If the damage equals or succeeds your hit point maximum, you suffer instead.
Alright, Dave, you have a decision here?
I'm going to subdue it.
Okay.
Right.
So non-lethal damage.
Normal damage.
Is your minimum above 14?
Yes.
Okay, then go ahead. Or above 14. Yeah, so it will go down. Because it only had 14 hit points left.
Okay.
So you threw the Pokeball, it started flashing.
I'm going to change out of my bear form and back to human.
Okay.
Well, elf form.
Yeah.
Humanoid.
And why are you capturing the dragon?
They will answer that in our next session, because now that the combat's over, we do need to end this one here. So I'm going to stop it here. So listeners, you'll get to hear the answer for why there's a white dragon in the sewers. And that's not a euphemism. Next time.
Yay!
Yay!
That wraps things up for today's episode of Downfall, our Dungeons & Dragons role-playing podcast. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, please consider giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes, donating through PayPal on our website, supporting us on Patreon, or spreading the word to your friends. You can send us an email anytime at downfalldnd@gmail.com. We love hearing from fans and love hearing what you guys enjoyed about the show. Thanks for listening.